The New South Wales Police will turn over a brief of evidence to prosecutors on an alleged cover-up of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. Documents show that the church was aware of allegations against pedophile priest Dennis McAlinden as far back as the early 1990s. The church failed to report the matter to authorities until 2003, after victims notified the police and had been paid compensation. McAlinden died 2 years later without facing charges, and in 2007 the Diocese of Maitland-Newcastle was forced to confirm he was a serial offender who may have targeted hundreds of girls over four decades. Timothy McDonald reports.
Police investigating whether senior Catholic clergy tried to cover up the crimes of Hunter Valley pedophile priest Dennis McAlinden say they're in the process of wrapping up their investigation. Detective Graham Parker headed up Strikeforce Lantle.
There have been a lot of people spoken to by Strikeforce Lantle, and everyone within that investigation who has been spoken to has been dealt with from a person as a person who is assisting us with our inquiries. This has been an investigation to see whether anyone anywhere has deliberately covered up any sort of serious offences against victims.
The strike force has been at it for 2 years. Graham Parker says the brief of evidence will be sent to the prosecutor soon.
We've spoken to just about everyone that we want to speak to, and unless something sort of appears that we haven't seen yet, we've canvassed most of the people that we're aware are involved in it, and we're drawing it to a conclusion. We're putting a brief together which should be completed within the next few weeks, and we'll be submitting that to the public prosecutor to see whether anyone contained within an investigation has committed any offences.
Documents show that the church knew about the allegations against Dennis McAlinden from the mid-1990s. Then Bishop of Maitland, Leo Clark, wrote to Father McAlinden in 1995, telling him that in light of his admissions to another priest, Father Brian Lucas, he should cooperate with the defrocking process.
Your good name will be protected by the confidential nature of this process.
He also suggested that police action was imminent.
Finally, I beg you, for the sake of souls and the good of the church, to cooperate in this matter so that it may be speedily resolved. A speedy resolution of this whole matter will be in your own good interests, as I have it on very good authority that some people are threatening seriously to take this whole matter to the police.
Father Brian Lucas is now the General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. Just a few months after the bishop's letter to McAlinden, he told the Woodroyal Commission that the Catholic Church had a new approach to dealing with allegations of child sexual abuse.
That tendency to keep the matter within the family, if I might put it in those terms, is certainly very real. What we've tried to do in implementing a protocol is to break that culture, so that people understand that the very worst thing that can be done is to try, to use the word that's very popular in the media, to engage in a cover-up. That is the very worst way of approaching it.
Nevertheless, another document suggests that it wasn't until 3 years later, in 1999, that the Vicar General of the diocese, Reverend William Burston, referred the matter to the church's Professional Standards Resource Group, and it took until 2003 for that body to refer the matter on to police.
Dear Bishop, I have today notified the New South Wales Police of the complaints received against this man.
McAlinden died in a church-run aged care facility in Western Australia in 2005. He never faced charges. The church has declined to comment on the investigation.
Timothy McDonald.